Susanna Dodd, would you come boast in your Savior?
Hello, everybody. My name is Susanna Dodd, and I'm in seventh grade. When I was eight, right before my family and I moved to Papua New Guinea in order to preach the gospel, God saved me. I don't have a specific moment when I realized I needed a Savior. What I do know is that after hearing the gospel told to me continuously by my parents, that I needed a Savior and I was a sinner, and because of my sins, I deserved to go to hell, I believed. My dad, mom, and the Holy Spirit helped me grow in my love for God and His Word. In God's sovereignty, I kept getting tonsillitis, and it got to the point where I could barely eat. So my family flew to the States so I could get surgery. That was when my dad was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer. A tedious 6 months passed in which he got worse and then better and then worse. Finally, on July 18th, Dad died. All throughout that time, God helped me to trust Him. God has matured me over the years. Before I was saved, I was fine with disobeying my parents. I was disrespectful, prideful, and not very pleasant to be around. I was annoyed by my siblings and didn't try to be patient with them. I complained and rebelled against God. Since God changed my heart, I want to obey my parents and honor them because it honors God. God is so good. Even though I wouldn't choose that my dad would die, God used that experience to make me trust Him and grow in Him. However, I've come to realize that God doesn't just use huge, life-threatening trials to grow me. He also uses small trials, such as commands that I'm unhappy about, to help me realize a heart issue. God is loving and caring. He gave me His Word to help me learn more about Him. One of my favorite verses is, "The Word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart." Hebrews 4:12. This verse means a lot to me because the Word of God is actually living. It's not just some old history book that you just have to memorize. Without it in my heart every day, I don't desire to glorify God as much. It's active in my heart, causing me to glorify God. It's more than just a book. It is the Word of God. It is engraved on my heart. Finally, it discerns the thoughts and intentions of the heart. The Bible tells me what it is to be a Christian and gives me assistance in every area of my life. It tells me what is right and wrong. Most of the verses in the Bible apply to my life today. It's so amazing that God knew what I would be facing in my daily life, and He put everything I needed to keep fresh in my mind every day. I am here to be baptized today because I want to glorify and obey God.